In verse 12, the author of Hebrews goes on to use what is to our ear a somewhat surprising metaphor. The word of God is a two-edged sword. What this refers to is its sharpness. In the ancient world, there was little as sharp as a sword. Perhaps a more resonant image for us today might be a precision-sharpened kitchen knife. Both swords and knives are able to get between two things that seem to be joined seamlessly together and to prise and slice them apart. The point of the image appears at the end of verse 12. The word of God is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. It is worth noting that in Hebrew thinking, the heart was associated with thinking as well as feeling, and Old Testament writers located thought processes, decisions and intentions in the heart. In other words, much of what we would associate with the head, they associated with the heart. The problem with our thoughts and intentions, whether we locate them in the head or the heart, is that it can sometimes be impossible for us to adjudicate why we did something. Was it for a good motive or a bad one? Were we caring more for others or for ourselves? Could the decision we made be described as holy or not? Sometimes the reason for our decisions and actions are as much a mystery to us as they are to others. But the word of God can help us here. Hebrews 4:12 refers to the word of God as a tool for discernment. In situations where we simply cannot tell joint from marrow, good intention from bad, what is life-giving or life-denying, the sharp edge of the word of God, living and active, can help. This is not a straightforward process. The Bible is not like a fortune cookie that we crack open to provide an immediate answer. Instead, it shapes us and forms us. Over days, weeks, months, and years of reading the Bible, we can learn to sift and weigh our intentions and those of others, to begin to recognize what fits in the realm of God's vision for the world, a vision governed by righteousness, justice, and love, and what does not. Jesus, the Word of God, sees everyone and everything for who and what they truly are. As Hebrews observes, his gaze is one of compassion, which sympathizes with us in our weakness. But it's also clear and true. As we learn more from the Word of God, we can adopt that gaze as our own and begin to see ourselves as Jesus, the Word of God, sees us.